Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of digital ADHD. Ever feel like your brain's a ping-pong ball ricocheting between notifications, emails, and that endless scroll? Yeah, me too. But guess what? There's science behind this chaos, and understanding it is the first step to reclaiming our focus. Today we're diving deep into the fascinating world of digital distractions and how they hijack our attention span. Buckle up, because things are about to get interesting. You know that feeling when you're trying to concentrate on a task, maybe writing a report or tackling that mountain of laundry, but then bam. Your phone buzzes with a notification. Suddenly, you're sucked into the vortex of social media, emails, and news updates. It's like our brains are hardwired for instant gratification, always craving the next dopamine hit from those little digital alerts. And that's where the science comes in. Studies show that notifications trigger the release of dopamine, a neurotransmitter associated with pleasure and reward. This creates a feedback loop. We get hooked on the feeling, so we keep checking, even when it's disrupting our workflow. So, what can we do about this? First things first, awareness is key. The more we understand how these distractions work, the better equipped we are to resist them. Think of your brain as a muscle. The more you train it to focus, the stronger it becomes. Start by setting designated times for checking emails and social media. Treat those periods like appointments you can't miss, and stick to them. Another game changer is turning off unnecessary notifications. Seriously, do you really need an alert every time someone likes your post or tags you in a picture? I'm not saying you need to go full hermit mode, but cutting down on the noise can make a world of difference. And here's a tip that might sound counterintuitive: schedule time for boredom. It sounds strange, right? But trust me, allowing yourself to simply exist without constant stimulation can actually boost your creativity and focus. Try going for a walk in nature, reading a book, or just sitting quietly with your thoughts. You might be surprised at what emerges. Remember, this isn't about becoming a digital ascetic, it's about finding a balance that works for you. It's about reclaiming your time and attention so you can truly engage with the world around you. Let me paint a picture. Imagine you're finally tackling that project you've been putting off. You have all the materials laid out, a cup of coffee brewing, and you're feeling ready to rock it. Suddenly, a notification pops up. You have 5 new messages. Your brain goes into overdrive. You check those messages, then suddenly find yourself scrolling through social media, watching funny cat videos, don't judge, before realizing an hour has vanished. Sound familiar? That's the power of digital distractions in action. But here's the thing, you don't have to let them win. So, remember these 5 key takeaways. 1. Understand the science behind notifications. They trigger dopamine releases that keep us hooked. 2. Be mindful of your phone usage. Set limits and designated times for checking emails and social media. 3. Turn off unnecessary notifications. Reclaim your peace of mind. 4. Schedule time for boredom. It might sound counterintuitive, but embracing downtime can actually boost your focus. 5. Remember, balance is key. Don't become a digital hermit, but consciously choose how you engage with technology. This isn't about shaming anyone or saying we have to live in a cave to focus. It's about taking control of our digital lives and using technology as a tool, not letting it rule us. Remember, your brain is powerful. Train it to stay focused, and watch what you can achieve. So, go forth, my friends, and conquer those distractions. Turn off the noise, silence those notifications, and reclaim your focus. Share this episode with someone who needs a little digital detox motivation, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join me tomorrow for another dose of digital ADHD survival guide. Until then, stay focused, stay strong, and keep on shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.